I'd like to ask everyone that's listening to pray for our country. This nation needs to pray in people of God, to be interceding for them. We are living in a world that's in chaos. I know that our nation is not where it used to be. In fact, today I was going over a few words that we used to use when I was growing up. When I was growing up, square was a good word. When I was growing up, you gave a man a square deal if you were honest. You gave him a square meal if he was hungry. And when you got out of debt, you were square with the world. That was a time when you looked a man square in the eyes. But this word square has undergone some changes. Today, a square is a person who has never learned to get away with it. A person who volunteers when they don't have to. One who works hard and tries to be the best that he can be. It's a nerd who gets lost in his work. This nation was discovered, put together, fought for, and saved by squares such as Nathan Hale, Patrick Henry, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin. I think that this nation should get back to some of those old beliefs in such things as ideals, pride, patriotism, loyalty, and even hard work. Okay, now it's time to quit ranting and get back to the lesson for today. I'd want us to go over the first verse of chapter 12 just one more time. I know I've read this more than once, but please indulge me as I take another look at chapter 12. I will actually read verse 2 and 3. God told Abraham when he asked him to leave the land of Ur and go to a place that he would show him. As I mentioned before, he didn't give him a road map, didn't tell him a whole lot about where he was going, but he did give him a picture of himself. He didn't give him a picture of the land, but he, with his words, drew Abraham a picture of what he was to look like in that land. Let me help draw this picture of Abraham. God told him, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be blessed. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This was the picture that Abraham was to take of himself as he traveled down that road. The Bible says, so Abraham departed, not with a picture of his destination, with a picture of himself as the leader of a great nation. He had a picture of a man that was blessed. He had a picture of a man that would be a blessing to others. This was the picture of a man that through him, all the families of the earth would be blessed. Oh, what a picture. Oh, what a picture of a great man. And you know, sometimes God gives us a picture, and he also gives us a puzzle. He gives us a picture of our life, but our life comes in a bag of pieces like a puzzle. Many times my wife has brought home a puzzle in a giant square box. And when she opens it up and I see that bag of pieces, hundreds of them, and she dumps them out on the table, I say, honey, how will you ever get this together? She says, well, they also gave me a picture of what it's supposed to look like. when I put all of these pieces together. She said, you know, the way I do it, I put all of the borders around first. They're easy to find. They're easy to put in place. Then I know that the rest of the pieces fit within this border. Isn't that good advice for us? When God dumps our life out before us in a bag of pieces, the first thing we need to do is establish the borders. Fill in the border lines all around, on all sides. And then you will know that any piece that you pick up off the table will go within the borders of that puzzle. And to know that this piece is to fit in this puzzle, she would prop the picture up on some of the stuff that she has in the center of the table. Now, you ladies know about the stuff that you put on the table. You know, stuff that makes your table look better. Even when you don't have your food on the table, you have a lot of stuff there that looks good. My wife, she props that picture up against that stuff. And when she picks up a piece of that puzzle, she looks at it. If there's anything on this piece of puzzle that matches the picture, then she knows it goes into this puzzle. And if she would pick up a piece of puzzle and there was nothing about that piece that identified with anything in that picture, she would know that somehow a piece from another puzzle had fallen into this bag of pieces. Isn't that the way life is sometimes? God gives us our life, and it's dumped out before us, as it were, in a bag of pieces. And as we are trying to put this thing together and make it look as much like the picture that we have of ourselves, sometimes there's a piece that doesn't match anything of the picture that God has given you of your life. And if there's nothing on that piece that you have picked up that cannot identify with anything in the picture that God has given you of your life, you must discard it. The enemy will sow pieces into your life that does not belong there. He wants to mar the image of your picture by adding his pieces into your life. He wants to disrupt your puzzle by injecting pieces of his own into your life. Don't let this happen. Remain true to the picture that God has given you of yourself. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. I know that sometimes I become a little passionate about my teaching, but it's because I believe in what I'm teaching. I believe it's true. I find it difficult to speak about God and His love and His forgiveness, His grace and His mercy without any passion. So if you think that I'm a little passionate, a little intense, you're correct. I am.